Freelance photographer Sean Nee was detained and searched on Halloween of 2009 for filming images of the newly installed turnstiles at the Metro's Red Line, Hollywood and Western stations. Nee was arrested on another instance for taking photographs of a crime scene from over 100 feet away under the auspice that he was interfering with police work. However, he was eventually let go and was never charged with a crime. And Nee isn't alone. So are photographers being targeted in LA by police? Well, for more, I'm joined now by Paul Dietrich. He's a reporter at Reason TV. Hi there, Paul. Now, is Sean Nee alone in his claims that police are targeting photojournalists?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is Sean Nee alone in his claims that police are targeting photojournalists?
No, he's not alone. There are a lot of photographers across Los Angeles and across really America that are feeling this pressure right now. There's these officers submit these reports, suspicious activity reports, to fusion centers, and the ACLU of Northern California recently released over 100 specifically from the LA Sheriff's Department that have to do with cameras or photography.
Is there any kind of specifications on what kind of cameras we're talking about or photography?
I mean, they are cameras that range from cell phone cameras to point and shoot cameras up to professional grade cameras. This affects anybody who takes a picture in public space. And I want to say that, especially in a place like Hollywood, where Sean Nee is from, it's very troubling because that's what Hollywood is for. There's paparazzi that take pictures there. There are tourists that take pictures there. There are pictures taken in Hollywood absolutely all the time.
Now, Reason TV got its hands on a copy of the internal investigation into a formal complaint that Sean Nee filed against the LA Sheriff's Department. He said his First and Fourth Amendment rights were violated when he was stopped while taking pictures at an LA a subway stop that we showed you that video of. What did these documents reveal?
Well, it shows that the LASD is defending its officers, and they're saying that what the behavior of one of the officers, Deputy Gilfie, that his behavior was laudable, and that more officers out there should be investigating incidents of suspicious activity, although the department calls it potential homeland security activity. Just like Deputy Gilfie. And Deputy Gilfie threatens to put this guy's name on the FBI's hit list. He asks if he's going to sell these photos to Al Qaeda. It's sort of a precarious, weird situation.
And I do want to read part of that document that you had just referenced. It says the vigilance shown in by Deputy Gilfie in detecting suspicious activity is laudable, and we are encouraging others to be as proactive. So should we expect more of this in the future?
Well, this happened 5 years ago in 2009, and it's the suspicious activity reports released by the ACLU have gone all the way up to 2012. You should expect this in the future unless something changes, unless a policy changes where the Sheriff's Department is not going to be submitting innocuous moments of people using cameras to fusion centers.
So what kind of advice do you have for people that are trying to take pictures in public locations like a metro or something similar in order to avoid police stopping them?
Well, you always want to be upfront with the police, but you don't have to give them your name. You don't have to give them your identification. You can say, I don't need to do that, and you can walk away. Under the Constitution, you can do that. But, you know, you should always be careful when you're dealing with law enforcement. They have an important job to do as well. And I think in this situation that their goals are very noble. They're trying to stop terrorism. And everybody wants to stop terrorism. But the devil's in the details. They need to stop terrorism and protect our First Amendment rights and our Fourth Amendment rights, our privacy rights.
And that seems to be the common theme coming throughout this past year, really, with the NSA surveillance and whatnot, this battle between security and privacy and also free speech. However, it's common knowledge that certain security measures are put in place in locations like airports and train stations when it comes to photography. For instance, the documents say that these pictures looked almost identical to photos taken by Al-Qaeda operatives in the lead up to the London Tube bombings. So do you think that those are legitimate concerns?
Well, of course they are concerns. Law enforcement has concerns that are very real for photographs being taken of public places or of subway stops. But they can't be hypersensitive to what goes on the street. And that's another word that the document, the internal investigation document, says that these officers were hypersensitive. They can't be hypersensitive to these things, especially in Hollywood. That's what Hollywood is for.
So what do you think fair rules should be when it comes to photography in places like metros?
Well, with photography, we generally have a right to take pictures in public places. Whether they, if they're in a subway stop, that's a public place. And if you can see it, and you can, then you can take a picture of it.
Sure. And it's up to them to see really how far they're willing to take it and to see some of the possible negative consequences of that, as you say, and as we have seen with the Shawnee case. But who should enforce those rules? Should it be the Metro Police? Should it be regular police? Do you have any idea?
Well, these are real police officers that are a part of the subway system here in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Department is responsible for transit hubs, so bus terminals, also subway stops. They are policing those areas, and they're doing it for a very good reason. They are looking for these incidences, but they can't be recording all of these incidences because they fill up these fusion centers with SARs, suspicious activity reports, that are completely innocuous. There are instances of people using cell phone cameras, people taking pictures of the LA skyline, and you miss the needle in the haystack, that needle being the terrorist.
Very interesting. Paul Dietrich, reporter at Reason TV, thank you so much.
Thank you, Megan.